Have you ever doubted this whole project? Have you ever doubted whether or not 2019 years ago, Christ actually was born into the world? Whether or not the forgiveness of sins is real, whether or not the Eucharist is actually provided from this altar, whether or not baptism has any effect? Have you ever doubted at all? I know I have, probably at least twice today, but I'm here. We encounter what may be troubling if we really look at it. John the Baptist, the one whom no one is greater born of woman, is seemingly having a doubt. I don't blame him. He's in prison. But he sends his disciples to Christ to implore him to make sure that they know that he truly is the one for whom they've been waiting. Are you the one? But this is John the Baptist. This is no ordinary disciple. He has spent years, a decade or so, in the desert, calling for repentance, calling for people to prepare the way of the Lord. By this time, he has already baptized Jesus in the River Jordan. He has encountered the Holy Spirit descending upon him. He has seen this man that he probably played with growing up, at least on occasion, this man whom his mother would have at least mentioned, I'm sure, of that moment in which Mary greeted Elizabeth and John leapt in her womb. I would imagine that he at least heard of this story about this Jesus for whom he has already encountered, and yet he doubts. Are you the one? Are you really and truly the one we have been waiting for? Don't blame him, because at this point he's imprisoned by Herod, and he is certainly, I would imagine, seeing the way that Herodias looks at him. Herod, being the, well, worm that he is, he's an interesting character. We pray that he changed his ways by the end, but his appearance in Scripture does not leave much to appreciate. He likes to listen to Herod. No, Herod likes to listen to John the Baptist. We are told later in Scripture, but on account of Herodias and the dance of his stepdaughter, he has him executed. John the Baptist has probably seen the way that Herodias looks at him, that contempt, that vile, that sheer hatred. And he knows Herod and the way that he can go back and forth. He's not really ready to stand for the truth in any sort of way. He knows, more than likely, that he's never getting out of that jail. He hears the axe being sharpened, especially late at night, as he lies in that cold jail cell. How many of us at the darkest moments of our lives can doubt? In this, sisters and brothers, as difficult as it may be to believe, is good news. John the Baptist himself doubted. And yet, Jesus doesn't tell his disciples, the ones who came from John the Baptist, well, it's good that you're here because you were following a pathetic person. He holds him up, even in the midst of this doubt that he is expressing. No man born of woman is greater than him. He is not a shaking reed that goes back and forth. His doubts, viewed by the Son of God, are understandable, are appreciated for what they are. A scared man in the midst of a dark time. And Christ still upholds his bravery, his conviction, what he has stood for all of these years. We can see this as joyful news, not as something to be afraid of, but to recognize that our hearts too may at times doubt. And that's okay. Because we gather together time and again to comfort one another, to support one another, to be there to have our strength support the weakness of others. To have a place to go when we too have weakness in our faith, doubts in our hearts. Faith is not perfect from the moment of its inception. Otherwise, no human being would have it. Faith is for those who live, those who doubt. And yet, it is Christ himself who strengthens the faith of those who are doubting. Let us receive that with joy today. Wherever there is doubt in your heart, honor it. For it is a place where God desires to fulfill and to grow in your life. We come here to place those areas of doubt before our altar and to receive the faith that only Christ himself can provide. For we do not follow John the Baptist, as great of a man as he was. We follow Christ our Savior. Thanks be to God. My dear brothers and sisters, God uses the sacrament of water to give his divine life to those who believe in him. Let us turn to him and ask him to pour his gift of life from this font onto these children he has chosen. If I could have one of the servers please come forward. Not with that book. You'll hold this one. And even though our baptismal font is broken once more, we have faith. Our faith does not, well, it does doubt, but we are still here. Thanks be to God. So over the bowl in the back, Father, you give us grace through sacramental signs which tell us of the wonders of your unseen power. In baptism, we use your gift of water, which you have made a rich symbol of the grace you give us in this sacrament. At the very dawn of creation, your Spirit breathed on the waters, making them the wellspring of all holiness. The waters of the great flood, you made a sign of the waters of baptism that make an end of sin and a new beginning of goodness. Through the waters of the Red Sea, you led Israel out of slavery to be an image of God's holy people, set free from sin by baptism. In the waters of the Jordan, your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. Your Son willed that water and blood should flow from his side as he hung upon the cross. After his resurrection, he told his disciples, "Go out and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Father, look now with love upon your church, and unseal for her the fountain of baptism. By the power of the Spirit, give to the water of this font the grace of your Son, so that in the sacrament of baptism, all those whom you have created in your likeness may be cleansed from sin and rise to a new birth of innocence by water and the Holy Spirit. We ask you, Father, with your Son, to send the Holy Spirit upon the water of this font. May all who are buried with Christ in the death of baptism rise also with him to newness of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Let's see. Ella and Mia, you please come forward, and you can bring your moms and your dads and your godparents with you as well. Dear parents and godparents, you have come here to present these children for baptism. By water and the Holy Spirit, they are to receive the gift of new life from God, who is love. On your part, you must make it your constant care to bring them up in the practice of the faith. See that the divine life which God gives them is kept safe from the poison of sin, to grow always stronger in their hearts. If your faith makes you ready to accept this responsibility, renew now the vows of your own baptism. Reject sin, profess your faith in Christ Jesus. This is the faith of the church. This is the faith in which these children are about to be baptized. Parents, godparents, all the faithful here gathered, do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children? I do. Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin? I do. Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness? I do. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? I do. This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We will now go to the font. Family, please feel free to come back as well. And any children who would like to have a better view may come back if you so desire, since you're not asleep this time. Parents, is it your will that Mia be baptized in the faith which we have professed with you? Excellent. Mia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Parents, is it your will that Ella be baptized in the faith which we have professed with you? Excellent. Can you bend over for me? There you go. Ella, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the... Oh, just one more, one more. And in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dry your hair off. Ella and Mia, the God of power and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has freed you from sin, given you a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcomed you into his holy people. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation, as Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king. So may you live always as a member of his body, sharing everlasting.
Oh.
Ellen and Mia, you have become a new creation and have clothed yourselves in Christ. See in these white garments the outward sign of your Christian dignity. With your family and friends to help you by word and example, bring that dignity unstained into the everlasting life of heaven. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. These children of yours have been enlightened by Christ. They are to walk always as children of the light. May they keep the flame of faith alive in their hearts. When the Lord comes, may he go out to meet them with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. The Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the mute speak. May he soon touch the ears of these children to receive his word and their mouths to proclaim his faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen. Epitha. 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 Children, you have put on Christ. In him you have been baptized. Let us now congratulate the two newest members of our Christian family. Oh, yes. You'll hold on to it for now. Let us now stand and make known our prayers and petitions to God, our Father in heaven. Our gracious Father sent his Son to heal and save us. Let us bring our prayers to him today with the assurance of his everlasting mercy.
For Pope Francis and all who lead the church, may the outpouring of the gifts of the Holy Spirit sanctify them for the good of the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who govern nations and communities, may they be blessed with the guidance of the Holy Spirit in making policies. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.